720 WGN. We're going to talk to Mom and Dad and young Gavin coming up here. The Halligers are joining us online as young Gavin is on his way to the NBA. Damn it. Gavin, congratulations on your success, young man. Thanks for being on WGN.
Thank you.
It's Mark Carmen and Kevin Powell here, Gavin. Now, how old are you for everybody who's learning about you right now?
15.
And you're in what year of high school?
Freshman.
And you're on the basketball team?
Yes, sir.
And how many hands do you have?
One.
How did you do this, Gavin? Where did the confidence come from that you can do what every other kid is doing out there and do it maybe better?
No idea. I think it's just the drive in myself.
Where do you get that drive from, Gavin? Is it just the competitor in you, just like anybody else who likes to compete and play sports?
Yes.
So when you were young, Gavin, was basketball always your favorite sport? I mean, when you started to try to play sports and compete, where was that your number one interest?
No, it was baseball. Right, that was baseball.
You know, I saw some pictures of you wearing the Cub hat. Were you a pitcher, or did you do everything on the baseball field?
I did everything.
Okay.
Except for catcher. That was one position we never played, but every other position we got some play time in.
Okay. Is that your father, Josh, wanting to jump in here on the baseball?
I just had to chime in right there.
Dad, no, it's great. Dad, I'm reading Steve's piece. You guys didn't find out whether you're going to have a boy or a girl until the actual birthday. But you did learn that whoever was coming out was not going to have one of his hands or her hands, correct?
That's correct.
And so, take us through that, because, you know, every parent wants to be their kid to be quote-unquote perfect, right? And then you sort of have to adjust that definition, don't you?
Sure, go ahead. Yeah.
I think, this is Renee, his mom, but I think, you know, we found out when I was pregnant in one of our ultrasounds, and it was a fear, you know, how was he going to be accepted? You know, was he going to be made fun of? Is what can he do? What can he not do? When we first found out, amazingly, the day he was born, that all went away. We knew right then that, you know, there was nothing going to stop him. So I think just the unknown until we actually got to see him was scary. It was. Yeah,
and I think putting it back in perspective, I mean, of all the, you know, the plethora of things that could go wrong in that development stage, I mean, missing some digits, missing a hand, overall, his mind was sound, his body was healthy, and we knew that this was just, you know, a limitation that we were going to have to kind of figure out kind of together.
Well, Renee, Josh, gush over Gavin a little bit. Brag about it. It's got to be pretty incredible to watch his journey.
It definitely is. Gavin went from being in grade school, excuse me, to being very shy, hiding his arms, didn't want to be involved with his kids or with other kids, you know, going up and playing with them because he had that fear. So I was on a mission to find other kids like him that he could communicate or connect with. And we did find that. It was a picnic type thing with other kids with limb differences in Ohio that we went to at that time. And from that trip coming back, that changed everything. He came back unstoppable from anything. Now Gavin is, everything that he does, we are over the top proud of him. Every accomplishment, not just because he doesn't have a hand, because of who Gavin is. He's a very kind-hearted, humble young man, and we're really proud of him. We're proud of everything that he does. He puts 150% into everything that he wants to do.
Gavin, what do you remember about that camp period?
I remember just kind of like opening the door to get out and just kind of feeling like it was like the place to be because there was people like me and I felt comfortable.
And how old were you at that point?
Seven.
So I'm just trying to, like, from your perspective, like, when did you know that you were not the same as every other kid that you were, you know, going to school with? Like, when did that first, do you have any memories where, like, you know what, there is something different about me? Does that memory?
Not really.
Interesting.
Not really.
I heard you had a chance.
Yeah, I don't think there's any one event maybe that kind of Gavin had that realization, but I know there was maybe something that came up when his younger sister was born, and, you know, he was seeing that she had both of her hands, and at that time, that's when Gavin requested a prosthetic. We got one from Shriners Hospital. He barely used it. It was cumbersome, held him back. We ditched it and have never used it since.
I heard, Gavin, you had a chance to meet Jim Abbott, who, of course, pitched in the bigs, just a one-hander. Did you take away anything from that meeting with Mr. Abbott?
It was more kind of a video. It wasn't necessarily a one-on-one meetup with him.
Okay.
It was a camp we were at. He was going to make an appearance. He had some, I think, travel issues that he wasn't able to be there. So it was kind of more of a video conference, kind of hello, meet and greet type of thing. But it was, you know, we knew Jim Abbott before that. He was inspirational, but to kind of have him, you know, pseudo in person through technology, that was pretty cool and pretty uplifting.
Yeah, we're talking to Mom and Dad, Renee and Josh, and young Gavin, who's 15 years old and is battling it out on the basketball court. Getting, you guys are for Waubonsie Valley. You guys are 5-2, correct? Is that right, Gavin?
Yes.
5-3 as of this morning.
Okay. suffered a tough one today. I got it.
Suffered a tough one. It was a close one. It was a well fought game.
Yeah. Yeah. Where it says in Steve Spies and the Sun Times that you love being a great teammate, Gavin. Where did you sort of learn that? Because most kids your age, they're about how many minutes they get to play and how many shots they get. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. You're a young man. These are okay things. But it doesn't seem like you're about that.
No, it's all about team, honestly. You can't play basketball without a team, and it's not just, like everyone says, there's no I in team. Like, you gotta, there's gonna be someone that's open, someone that is gonna give you the ball, or you give them the ball. It's all about sharing and, like, not taking turns, but kind of like just, everyone gets their chance to show what they can do. And I think teamwork is the best way to show that everyone can get the job done, basically.
Do you have a favorite player?
Zach LaVine, probably.
Gavin.
Big, well, big Bulls fan, Gavin?
Loyalty.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get you on that team. You might be able to help them win a few more games. Rough season.
Do the Bulls know your story? Does Zach know about that? I feel like you should be. I mean, come on. They got a bunch
of. Have a meet up.
There's a bunch of seats available.
Yeah.
You know, this is not.
Not that we're aware of. This is all kind of just starting out of nowhere. We just lived our simple West Suburban life until Steve got a hold of us and kind of taking us in a different trajectory here.
Yeah. Well, I loved reading your piece. Renee and Josh, the parents here, did you have to have any conversations with other parents in the neighborhood or people that you see at different events and saying, don't treat my son any different or anything like that?
Yeah, actually, when Gavin was starting kindergarten, that was a time that we were – it was a big change for us. And, you know, we kind of asked Gavin if he wanted us to talk to the parents and let them know about, you know, him only having one hand and that, you know, he's just like all the other kids. He was all on board for that. And so we, first day of kindergarten, we kind of had a little impromptu, quick speech to the parents, just informing them about Gavin's a little bit different. He's missing his left hand, but, you know, he's into all the same things that all your sons and daughters are into. And, you know, just treat him the same as they would treat everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically to bring awareness to, you know, homes, because I think that, you know, a lot of people don't have those conversations with their kids about being that people are different in different ways. So, you know, to this day, I have a couple parents that he went to kindergarten with that still remember that conversation and how they were glad that we had that conversation with the kids. Because I think, you know, if somebody has blonde hair, somebody has brown hair, well, guess what? Some have two hands, some have one. So it's just bringing that awareness to the world, basically, because it's something a lot of people don't see every day, and we need to be aware of that.
And it's also, I'm assuming, kind of an educating thing, like, look, you don't need to be acting awkward, there's nothing, right? Just be yourself. Because people don't know what to do. They feel like maybe they have to, you know, walk on eggshells or something like that.
Right, right.
And that was one of the things we kind of clarified, is that, you know, it's okay to ask questions and things like that, but Gavin's line was the touch. He wasn't comfortable when kids would come up and grab his arm and look at it. So it was okay to ask questions and look and all that kind of stuff, but no touching.
Yeah. Gavin, that bothered you? I would assume it would. Like, hey, this is my space. Don't be invading my... I mean, come on. I don't want people coming up and touching me.
Right,
no different, right?
Yes.
And listen, since kindergarten, Gavin's always been the tallest kid in class. So, you know, he could kind of tower over them and intimidate them a little bit, maybe if they stepped in a little too close. So.
Well, it's an inspirational story, Gavin. You're killing it, man. Good luck this season. Get some more dubs.
For sure,
we'll do. Hey, Gavin, and before you go, what's the dream when you think about it all the way out? What do you want to do with your life? Have you thought about that?
If basketball doesn't go the way I want it to go, motivational speaking.
Nice. That's awesome.
I love it.
Your college dream?
What?
What college?
Oh, MSU for sure.
Michigan State?
Michigan State.
All the way.
Sparty. Well, Carm's got a Northwestern sweatshirt on right now.
It's a great choice. Hey.
Hold that against them.
Well, I could see you being on that bench in some way, shape, or form for Tom Izzo, contributing to the Sparty in about 4 years, Gavin. So keep doing what you're doing. I think great things are coming your way. I'm sure everybody else thinks that listening to you talk today. So thank you for being on, by the way. And to Renee and Josh, really appreciate you sharing about your son.
Thanks, guys. So
our pleasure.
It was our pleasure. Thanks so much. Renee, Josh, Gavin, our 15-year-old student. I'm telling you, that guy is going to be on the bench at Sparty.
You have all the basketball connections. We need to get Gavin in touch with Jack Levine and Tom Izzo.
The Bulls should have welcomed Gavin to the game.
Absolutely.
I mean, come on now.
Maybe get him some ticks.
Yeah, I mean, a couple ducats here.
You're at the UC all the time. Maybe you got some connections in the media relations department.
I can do what I can. Okay, I'll do what I'll do what
coming
I can.
Coming up
I'll
big.
Make a call here. We'll get Tim Hallam on the line here. Bulls in the Bulls are on the court right
Celtics.
Now against the Celtics. Are they winning?
Third quarter losing by six.
Yeah. All right. Go Bulls. All right, quick timeout. That was I really appreciate the Gavins coming on here. They were awesome. And the Hagglers. That would be their last name. But I feel like they're like the Gavins right now. They're led by Gavin. 720 WGN.